Ryan Braun and the Brewers play host to the Phillies to start the second half. Milwaukee would fall behind 2-0 early, but that would not last long.
There's a base hit. Broxton turns one around, and the Brewers are on the board.
What a difference second inning, right?
And he hammers one to left field. That's way back. This one is up, and it is gone. A home run for Arcia. Three-run blast on a two-strike pitch. Four to two, Milwaukee.
Here it is. Braun sends one to center and deep. Way back. One and two, Knebel set to work again. Here he comes, struck him out, swinging. Williams knocked in a run back in the opening inning. The pitch to him, swing and a miss. He strikes him out. Here's the 1-1, swinging and a fly ball to left. Playable, warning track and caught. And this one is over.
Corey Knebel shuts the door and Milwaukee wins 9-6. Milwaukee has now won 10 of 12 to move to 10 games over 500 at 51-41 for the season. Here's the Brewers skipper, Craig Counsell.
No, there's no question. I think that's right. I don't think he was on top of it tonight. I mean, five walks is, that's not him. And there was a couple walks that really hurt him. So that's something. There's times when you're pitching, maybe pitching around somebody, but in a game like this, there was a couple of walks tonight that hurt him.
What about the way, just how quickly they were able to adjust? I mean, they strike out all three in the first inning and then to come back. And
yeah, once we got him in the stretch, it turned into a different, the at-bats just did a 180 for sure. So Domingo gets the hit with one out in the second, and then when he was in the stretch, things changed for sure. And then that can happen. And I think, that was, to me, really what changed it, is getting him in the stretch.
That was kind of a Ryan Braun moment there. You've seen enough years of Ryan Braun that he'll step up in a big spot like that and sort of put the...
Well, it's a huge spot, and, it was a high breaking ball. It might have been a ball, actually, but... I knew Ryan was going to be aggressive that at bat after his first at bat. So he threw him a pitch. He threw him a bad pitch and a guy that was going to be aggressive.
What did you think of the work of the bullpen tonight behind Zach?
Yeah, I mean that's the story of the game. I think obviously the eight-run inning was big, but we used five guys and they did an outstanding job. Got 11 outs, I think. Certainly the story of the game is Carlos Torres came in and jammed, got us out of a jam, and then all the next four guys did a really nice job. And it was good. I thought we got Josh into kind of a little different spot again today, a little later in the game, and with some lefties in a big spot. He came in a pretty big spot, so I was happy to see that from Josh and take it another step forward. I thought his stuff was really, really good tonight, so... He continues to take steps forward.
He did 97, 98. Is that surprising to you even? I mean, we knew he could, he's middle.
No, I mean, I think that's not surprising. He's had a little rest here. Everybody's coming off a little rest, so today's going to be your good day for all that, for looking at the radar gun.
That group, Craig, the bullpen group, has really stabilized in the last, that goes back even before the break.
Yeah.
How important has that been to your team's on a little bit of a run, and how much do you think is that attributed to the...
Well, I mean, when you go on these runs, it's a lot of guys helping out, and the bullpen's going to have to do their job. I mean, you count on the bullpen every single night, and they've been a big part of this for sure. And a bunch of guys have been a big part of it, and... the way I you know, the way we've been able to use him and get him rest has been important. And there's going to be stretches when you can't do that. It's unavoidable. But certainly we know these guys, when we can get them fresh and get them rest, they're going to be effective.
Ryan Braun finishes 1-for-4 with that big grand slam. He's batting .259 with 11 round trippers on the year.
And one of the reasons we've had so much success is that everybody contributes. Up and down our lineup on any given night, you're going to have a really challenging time navigating your way through our lineup. So if the top of the order doesn't get it done, hopefully the bottom does, and vice versa.
6 career Grand Slams for you now. You're now the franchise leader in that category, just adding to your impressive resume here as a Brewer. But for you, how are you able to keep your approach so consistent with those bases loaded situations?
Those are situations you look forward to being in. So obviously, whenever I get an opportunity in that situation, I do my best to have success. Thanks.
The Brewers will get back to work on Saturday against the Phillies when Jimmy Nelson makes the start.